From our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Jay. Listen, ladies, did you know it is your legal right to be given the time and a sanitary location to pump breast milk at work? Now, despite that, many women are facing challenges in the workplace, and now the American Civil Liberties Union filed the first lawsuit against a company for what it calls lactation discrimination. Well, here to talk about that lawsuit and what new mothers need to know about all of this is Kimberly Searles Allers. She is an author, journalist, and nationally recognized breastfeeding commentator, and her next book, Tom, is on the sociocultural examination of the American breastfeeding landscape. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. Now, in this lawsuit for the plaintiff, her lawyers claim that the workplace failed to provide a clean location. Most people think that a bathroom facility, which all workplaces have, is clean enough, but you say that's not the best option.
Well, no, and it's not just the best option. It's also against the law. So there is a federal law that protects hourly workers, and it provides that an employer must provide a clean space to work, and it cannot be a bathroom. And obviously, particularly in this lawsuit, the conditions don't even qualify as clean. So we see that this is really an important issue with so many mothers. We know the Department of Labor says about 56% of women in the workplace have children under three. So at some point, these mothers are coming back to work and have to feed their babies. And however a mother chooses to feed her baby, she should be supported and protected to do so.
Well, okay, speak to those of us who, you know, men who obviously don't breastfeed and women who've never had children. You know, why is not being able to pump breast milk at work a hindrance to you breastfeeding? Why can't you just do it at home?
Well, babies have to eat during the day, and all of us go to work and we eat during the day. So just as the same way, an infant has to be fed several times during the day. And so what mothers do is that they would express the milk, pump it, you know, store it, and then that baby would have the milk even while she's away at work.
Right.
And so that's how a baby can continue to be fed, you know, the most nutritious, the most optimal nutrition that any infant could have. And we see this is a real public health issue, because when women know that there are so many barriers to work, so many of them report that they either wean their babies off breast milk early or they don't bother starting, with women in our country going back to work 3 to 6 weeks after delivery. And this means that we have a whole, you know, generation of babies missing out on the health benefits of breastfeeding. So this is a real public health issue.
Why are we so uncomfortable with this? Even as other women, we're so uncomfortable with the issue of women breastfeeding or pumping at a time that it's necessary. I mean, even in something as trivial as the Real Housewives last week, they were upset because Phaedra, you know, had to pump and the children weren't there. It just seems like is it a societal thing that
it definitely is. And I think, to the point about Phaedra, there's so much miseducation. I think in that episode, Kenya's like, why do you have to breastfeed when the baby's not here? And it's like, well, that's why I'm pumping, because the baby's not here. But I think in this country, we're a lot more comfortable seeing our breasts pushed up and poked out, you know, perhaps in a sexual way, or, you know, and being provocative. But if we see a mother using her breast to feed her children, we're uncomfortable with that. And we really have to start challenging that in our society and not giving into it, because it really is a problem and prevents babies from getting their best food because of us and our issues.
Excuse my ignorance, but a mom can't pump before she goes to work and leave enough breast milk for that baby till she gets off work? That doesn't happen?
That's not going to work. Let me tell you two reasons why that's not really optimal, because milk supply is based on continued demand. So the more the mom is pumping, the more that her supply will increase and stay as it needs to be to feed her baby.
The more she produces more milk, correct?
Absolutely, yes. The more she pumps, the more she produces. So if she pumps less, she's going to produce less, and that's going to make her wean earlier. Also, you know, the way the body works, the infant is you know, wanting to be fed on a regular hourly basis, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever the case may be. And so a mom's body is doing what is biologically made to do. And so she's going to be producing milk. That could be painful for her if she doesn't release the milk from her breast. It could cause engorgement, perhaps some other infection and things like that. So she has to pump regularly. And that's why the federal law allows for these breaks throughout the day, because they recognize that the biological imperative for a nursing mother is that she has to pump frequently. Once a day is really not going to do it.
So the law is a workplace has to provide a safe and sanitary place at the workplace for a mom to to pump.
And give you the time to do it, correct?
And the time to do it. And it cannot be a bathroom. That's one thing that it specifically says. It cannot be a bathroom. She also has to have a place to store the milk. I mean, some mothers might just bring their own cooler, but she has to have a place to store her milk as well. You know, so these things are important. And I think that employees have to realize that there's a benefit to them. I mean, studies prove that, you know, mothers of breastfed children miss less work because breastfed children are generally healthier and they're missing less days off work to care for sick children. So, you know, employers have to see that this is a benefit to them. Women feel great when they feel like their employer supports them and they're more productive and more loyal. So these are benefits to everybody, you know, and we have to start having that conversation and get over this thing we have with the breast.
Kimberly, who's letting mothers know this? Because it seems like a lot of mothers don't know their rights, because this mother in this lawsuit by the ACLU, I mean, she was reassigned to night shifts and things like that, which interfered with her, you know, milk production. And that's what led her to filing this lawsuit. Why don't women know about this?
Yeah, it's something that we're working on. I've been working with the United States Breastfeeding Committee, and they have some amazing resources on their website. So I would encourage anybody to go to usbreastfeeding.org and look at their employment and their workplace support. They have resources, links to your state laws, the federal law, everything that you need so you can be properly prepared.
Kim, what's your website?
You can find me at mochamanual.com, and please join our conversation on Twitter.
All right. Kimberly Sears Allers, thank you so much for this information. This is good stuff.
Thank you.
Jackie, did you see the story where Pope Francis encourages women to breastfeed in church?
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.